Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday, the 30th of December. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low 300 miles west of Rockall, 1007, moves quickly eastwards into the North Sea and loses its identity by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Sierra, northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly at times, 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra, westerly at first in south, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 or 4 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 at times, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in Forth, becoming mainly east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, southwest 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 at first in Thames, occasionally gale 8 in German Bight. Fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, East Sole, variable 2 to 4, occasionally northeasterly 5 in Trafalgar, becoming southwesterly 5 later in northwest Fitzroy. Showers, moderate or good. West Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Drizzle, moderate or good. Irish Sea, Shannon, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, moderate or good. North Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then mainly northerly 3 to 5 later, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Rockall, Malin, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Rain, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, becoming mainly east 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or sleet in Hebrides, wintry showers in Bailey. Good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland, mainly easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fair Isle, occasionally gale 8 later in north of Southeast Iceland. Rain at times in South Fair Isle, wintry showers elsewhere, but snow later in the north of Southeast Iceland. Good, occasionally poor, light icing in Southeast Iceland. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west southwest 7, rain 2 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Stornoway, west southwest 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by west 3, 22 miles, 1010, rising. Wick Automatic, north-northeast 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1010, rising. Aberdeen, northwest 4, rain, 1900 metres, 1011, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 6, 30 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest 5, 14 miles, 1017, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1021, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 11 miles, 1030. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west southwest 4, 1030, steady. Jersey, calm, 16 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by south 2, more than 27 miles, 1,032. Scilly automatic, west by south 2, 16 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 4, slight drizzle and rain, 19 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Valley, southwest 5, 11 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 3, mist 3 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valencia, southwest 3, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 6, 14 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 6, slight drizzle, 8 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southwest 6, 19 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure across the south of the United Kingdom will gradually decline as areas of low pressure move east across northern parts. It'll turn more unsettled as strong winds and gales develop in the north and outbreaks of rain, mainly for more northern waters at first, will move south into Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, veering southeast 5 to 7 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwesterly 2 to 4 in north, otherwise southwesterly 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, but gale 8 or severe gale 9 in south, then southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, occasionally 4 later in north. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 for a time, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 later, fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Moderate, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest 5 or 6, occasionally gale 8, mainly in north. Rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Isle of Man, southwest 5 to 7, drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 for a time in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, then decreasing 4 to 6 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time near Mull of Kintyre and in Firth of Clyde. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later, then southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, but cyclonic 7 or gale 8 for a time in south, then becoming mainly easterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northerly or northeasterly, occasionally backing northwesterly in north, 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Rough, very rough, occasionally moderate. Ah.
Radio 4 marks 100 years of the shipping forecast on the BBC with special editions of Poetry Please.
It's what I like to think of as a little slice of accidental nonsense poetry.
And soul music.
Sailing By becomes this promise of hope that a new day will break.
Plus, we'll hear from some celebrity forecast fans, including Stephen Fry, Val McDermid, and Adrian Dunbar.
It kind of throws your imagination all around these islands, doesn't it?
The Shipping Forecast Day, across New Year's Day, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Time for Radio 4 to turn out the lights for a few hours now and hand over to the BBC World Service. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, and there's plenty to catch up with on BBC Sounds until Radio 4 returns at 5:20. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you're listening to us tonight, a very peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The former US President Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. A Democrat, he took office in 1977 and served just one term. Among his achievements were the Camp David Accords, which resulted in Egypt recognising Israel for the first time. But his presidency was blighted by the Iran hostage crisis, along with a struggling economy at home, and he lost to the Republican Ronald Reagan in 1980. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
I think his presidency itself will largely be remembered for a series of crises at home. It was a period of stagflation. Many Americans remember long lines at petrol stations and also a series of emergencies abroad. But I think the signature achievement and the legacy of Jimmy Carter will be around the Camp David Accords, a historic peace between Israel and Egypt, the first country to recognize and do a peace deal with the Israelis back in the late 1970s. Both Menachem Begin of Israel and Anwar Sadat of Egypt got the Nobel Peace Prize, as did Jimmy Carter.
President Biden has led tributes to Mr. Carter, describing him as an extraordinary leader, statesman and humanitarian. President-elect Donald Trump said Americans owed Mr. Carter a debt of gratitude for the challenges he'd faced during his presidency at a pivotal time for the country. Investigators are struggling to identify the remains of those killed in the worst air disaster on South Korean soil. All but two of the 181 people on board the Jeju Air flight were killed when the plane crash-landed at high speed, smashed into a concrete wall and exploded in flames. Much of the Boeing 737 was reduced to metal fragments. John J. Young's daughter was on the flight.
When I saw the accident video, it seemed like the plane was out of